You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. Today's topic, this isn't going to be easy maybe for you to hear. I'm going to call you out a little bit, but that's why I'm here. I'm here to speak truth into your life because truth is what will set you free, my dear. You and I, we must stand in truth, show up in truth, speak the truth, live the truth if you want to live in freedom. And I believe you do. That's why you're listening to the program. Thanks again, seriously, for being here and allowing me to speak into your life and for allowing me to be on this journey with you of sipping on life, no longer drowning in it, right? No longer drowning on it. So today we're talking about when making an excuse isn't an option. That's right. When making an excuse isn't an option. What do? You have a situation that comes up. You have maybe a circumstance that's outside of your control, whatever. Or you have something that you've said you're committed to and all of a sudden now you don't really feel like it. What do you do when an excuse isn't an option? Can you imagine if that was kind of the standard in which you lived by? You said, you know, no, excuse is not an option. You know, because the truth is that when we make excuses, the truth about that is that we're not telling the truth. I know, a lot of truth there. Seriously, if you are making excuses, you are not telling the truth. That's the truth, my dear. For both of us, I'm telling myself the same thing. This is why, like, excuses are not an option when you decide to walk and talk and live in the truth and sip on the truth. Because when you think about it, there may be things that would be true about that excuse, but if the ultimate truth is that you are committed and that you are standing in truth, excuse isn't an option. Because an excuse is simply saying, I can't because of this and giving all these reasons, instead of looking at the bottom line truth, which is you are committed. And just like failure isn't an option, because what is failure? Failure is quitting. It doesn't mean that you're not going to get knocked down sometimes or whatever. But in the same way, excuse is not an option. Like, yes, there may be times when you can't go when you say you're going to go. But don't make an excuse about it. Don't give all these other reasons. Tell the truth. Live the truth and you will live in freedom. So what do you do when excuse is not an option? First of all, you stop making excuses. So my big question to you today is, why are you making excuses? Why are you making excuses for you? Why are you making, you know, all these reasons up for why you can't be, you can't do, you can't think, you can't feel, you can't succeed, you can't love, you can't live? I mean, whatever the reasons are, it is time to become unreasonable. Seriously, hear me in your heart and soul. Stop making excuses. You're either in or you're out. It's not, I'm in, but maybe when, coulda, woulda, shoulda. It's like, no, you're either in or you're out. So what kind of brought up, I guess, this very passionate, intense topic today, what brought this up was, if you've listened to yesterday's podcast, I talked about, you know, the lessons in the pain. For me, I had a situation where all of a sudden I was physically, you know, I was not able. I was not able to sit up and to do what I had committed to do. So for those of you that missed the program yesterday, you can go back and listen to that. But basically, I woke up and I had a migraine headache. Now, I used to get migraines as a kid. Whew, it was terrible. And then my parents got me going to a chiropractor and, you know, made all these very healthy choices and literally have lived a drug-free, healthy lifestyle. But the bottom line is I woke up and I had an intense, excruciating migraine and I couldn't even sit up without feeling like I was going to throw up. It was awful. And for those of you that don't know this, I committed back on February 1st of 2017 to do a Facebook Live every single day at 11:11 a.m. Central Time. So every single day, I committed to being there. And the reason why I chose to do that was because I knew that I have a message I want to share, and it scared me. It scared me a lot. And it was an unnatural fear, like I can't even explain it. I've done live television, live radio for years. And so really it was like an unnatural fear. And I knew that, but I literally felt petrified. Like the thought of even doing it felt like I was paralyzed. I can't even tell you. It was so unnatural and so weird. But I remember thinking, oh my goodness, like there is something beyond this fear for me. So I'm going to lean in. I'm going to press through, break through, and I'm going to do this thing. So I committed to doing 21 days in a row. And I figured, you know what? Either I'm going to end up loving it or end up hating it. But either way, it's going. If it's after 21 days, I'm like, it's either going to be a habit of loving it or a habit of hating it. But I knew, I was like, if I can just do it a few times, I think I'll get into it. Well, at the end of 21 days, I was having so much fun. I was like, oh my goodness, I'm not scared anymore. I'm doing this thing. So I've done it ever since, you know, every single day since then. And so I wake up yesterday and I have this like excruciating headache and I'm like, what am I going to do? The thought of saying I can't do it today, making an excuse, which would have been a justifiable reason, right? And people would have understood. But I said, no, I can talk. I may not be able to sit up. I may not be able to do my regular live, but I can take this camera right here and I can have it, the view, you know, the view pointing up to the ceiling, the exact view that I was seeing, and I could broadcast a very short live video as scheduled. And that's what I chose to do. I had a weak sounding voice. It sounded a little pathetic, not going to lie, but I spoke from my heart. I shared, I showed up. Now, am I telling you this so that I get accolades and like, woohoo, you know, great for you? No, because I didn't show up for anybody else. Honestly, I showed up for myself because I had a lot of people and all of you who reached out. Thank you so much, you know, for checking on me and sending me thoughts and loving prayers and all this wonderful, beautiful, powerful healing energy. And I'm so grateful. But there were some people that were like, you know, hey, you didn't need to do this. Like, it's not necessary, you know? And I was like, yeah, I realize that. Like, you guys don't need me to speak to you every day at 11:11. I get that. I didn't do it for you. I showed up for me. And that's what I'm talking about today, my dear. When we commit to showing up for ourselves, and that commitment is the most valuable commitment that we make, the commitment that you make to yourself. Are you willing to make that commitment so that, you know what, making an excuse is not an option? I showed up because I committed to showing up. And I knew that even if I had to whisper, I was showing up. Now I realize there may be a time where like something happens and, you know, maybe I'm on a plane. This has happened before where I had to move the time because I was going to be flying, or something happens outside of my control. But in this situation, I had the choice to say, I'm going to show up. It's not going to be pretty, but I'm going to show up anyway. I did that for myself. And let me tell you, there is so much power in living in the possibility of speaking the truth and letting go of all the excuses that we want to give others and give ourselves. Because honestly, like, I really believe an excuse is to somehow get off the hook with others. But the truth is, you know the truth, my dear. And if you're committed to the truth, so you let yourself off the hook, for what? Like, what are you committed to? If it's that easy to let yourself off the hook, then why are you even committed to it? And it's okay to say, I'm not committed to it anymore. Fine, that's honest. But don't make excuses about it. Show up powerfully. Show up profoundly. Show up and be you, authentically, genuinely you, honestly you, and stop making excuses. I know, I said this one wasn't going to be an easy one, right? But please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage with yourself, and today's Sacred Soul Step is this. So answer this question. What would you do if making an excuse was not an option? Seriously. What would you do if making an excuse was not an option? What would that look like for your life? Imagine the possibilities and the power. Please commit to that today with all your heart. Circle it, put an exclamation by it, and commit to that today. And I would love to hear from you. Please come over to womensippingonlife.com and let me know how you're doing. And I'll look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.